Okay, so now some questions, easy questions today. Maybe one's a $5 question and one's a $1 question. But a couple easy questions today. The pasuk says, "Ekev Hashem Avram b'koli, v'yishmar v'shmati mitzvosai v'kotzai v'torasai." It says here that since Avram kept the Torah, basically, pasuk hey, perik chaval pasuk hey, it says basically Avram kept the Torah, and then Rashi says, "Tarasi l'havi Torah shabal peh halacha Moshe b'Sinai." Avram kept everything. Very good, but the Gemara Yuma brings this pasuk as a right that Avram kept the whole third kula. But the Gemara Yuma says something very interesting. My question would be, why? The Gemara says that Avram kept everything, even Eruv Tavshil. Then the another man Yomer, there's another, there's gear, different gears. There's another gear says Eruv Tchumen. Either Avram kept Eruv, it says the Gemara means Avram kept everything in, even Eruv Tavshilin, or he kept everything even Eruv Tchumen. You know, what does this Gemara mean?
According to that man Yomer,
but an Eruv Tchumen is for sure Yerabanan.
Okay.
But the question is, I would say Avram kept everything, even Megillah, or even Hanukkah candles, you know, like things like that. Why did Gemara choose everything, even Eruv Tavshila? What?
Crazy thing.
You know, like keep, you know, like you want to prove Avram kept Drabanans, pick a good one. Eruv Tavshila? What's that all about? That's the first question. The second question. I'm giving you some easy ones today. Some easy ones.
That was an easy one?
No, that was a little hard. No, that means that the Gemara wants to give proof. Say, Avram kept the Drabanan.
Okay.
Why did Gemara pick Eruv Tavshila? There's so many regular Drabanans that we all keep.
This is like most outlandish.
This is the outlandish thing. I would have said, that's a Megillah.
Tying
your shoes. Or, you know, things like that. Why Eruv Tavshila? That means there must be something special about Eruv Tavshila. That's where you want to answer. What's special with Eruv Tavshila? Eruv Tavshila. There's another Eruv Tavshila. What's special with Eruv Tavshila?
The answer of
the answer I know works for Eruv
Tavshila.
Okay. Now, there's a Gemara in Tainus. Daf Chav Tes on a base, and the Pasuk in Chav Zayin, Chav Ches. Chav Zayin, Chav Ches.
Is it test
on base? What? Test. We're in Tainus. Chav Tes on a base. Chav Tes on a base. Can you get it right now?
You have a Gemara?
Yeah, Chav Tes on a base.
Sure.
Okay, this is Chav Zayin, Chav Ches.
Yeah, here. Elul dekalim ochlei pishtan. Ve'omer re'e re'ach beni kere'ach sadeh. That's kavzayin, kavzayin.
Kavzayin, kavzayin. V'yigesh. I wrote it wrong. Okay. Kavzayin, kavzayin. Okay. V'yigesh v'yishakol. Yaakov came over to Yitzchak and Yitzchak kissed him. V'yireach is re'ach begadav. He smelled re'ach begadav v'yirechei. V'yomer, he said, re'ach beni kere'ach sadeh. Man, you smell like the field, which is a good smell. Zakti Gemara in Tainis of Kaf test on face. What did he say to him? You smell like what?
Kereach Sadeh Shel Tapuchim.
Kereach Sadeh Shel Tapuchim. You smell like an orchard of apples. Man, you smell good. You smell like apples. Comes one Tosafot.
Tosafot? Yes, I have Tosafot.
Come, I got it right here.
On the bottom.
So Tosafot says Shel Tapuchim. Yesh mefarshim tapuchim kareach etrogim. It's not, the Gemara doesn't mean apples, the Gemara means esrogs. Now, so why did it change from apples to esrogs? Apples smell good. I think even apples smell better than esrogs.
Why do they smell?
I know, that's a one-dollar question. But Tosafot's felt had to change it from apples to esrogs. Why does it change it from apples to esrogs? Okay, I want to know why it changed from apples to oranges. That's right. Okay, I'm in a good mood. One more question today. The first pasuk in Toldos. One more question. The first pasuk in Toldos. It says Elotos is by Avram hold his Yitzchak. So Rashi brings a Medrash Tachumah, but Rashi doesn't bring the whole Medrash Tachumah. That's the problem. The Fisher Litzani Hadar Omer Machin Malchus Abitzara. The Litzani Hadar said, "Hey, Avram, Sarah became pregnant from Avimelech." She was with Avram many years, and she didn't. What did that Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Sar Chaser Panav Shal Yitzchak Domo Avram. Hashem made Yitzchak look exactly like Avram. We didn't want to call Avram holds Yitzchak, and everyone said Avram holds Yitzchak. That's Rashi brings the Medrash Tanchumah. That the Litzani Hadar. It's interesting. This is not my question, but the Litzani Hadar usually make Litzanis of something. The Litzanis here was meaningless because who couldn't give birth here? Avram or Sarah? Sarah, because Avram had Ishmael. So Sarah was the one who couldn't give birth. So why is the Litzani Hadar saying, "Oh, it's from Avimelech"? Why do you say that? Because Avram didn't have the problem. If Avram couldn't give birth, it could say it's from Avimelech, but Avram could give birth. It was Sarah's problem. So why would the son say from Avimelech? That's a separate question. That's a good shot.
Isn't it that, can we answer this one?
Yeah.
Oh, well, isn't it that just sometimes people aren't compatible?
Maybe, I don't know. I like the question.
I know, but him and Sarah weren't comparable. Anyway, him and Hagar were.
But I want to just tell you what the Medrash Tanhuma really says that Rashi brings out. The Medrash Tanhuma really says that it wasn't the Litzani Hadar. Then they said the Litzani Hadar said she gave birth on Melach. And then the Medrash Tanhuma adds, and Avram was afraid that maybe that happened. So Hashem made Yitzchak look like Avram. So Avram shouldn't think Sarah committed adultery. Wow. That's what the Medrash Tanhuma says. That's the most unbelievable thing in the whole world. How could a Medrash say that? Then it says by Avimelech, Avram's a Navi. He knows what's happening. Avram knew that she didn't have relations. What's going on in that Medrash? And Rashi leaves it out. Rashi leaves that line of the Medrash out. What happened there? What? Yeah, Rashi said to them, like, well, what happened there?
Is that the first time Rashi said
to them? Not the last time either.
Amen.
Okay. Anyway, so just a couple things about the Parsha. I want to say a small thing about the Parsha. That's
crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Can't find it.
Yeah,
I think they all believe. There's a wonderful Rashi at the end of the Parsha. I love this Rashi. You learn such a lesson from this Rashi. Pasuk Hey, at the end of the Parsha, four lines before the end of the Parsha, Pecha Pasuk Hey, V'yishlach Yitzchak es Yaakov, V'yelach Padena Aram, Elavim ben Besur Arami, Achi Rivka, Ein Yaakov Esav. What's extra in that pasuk? There's something very extra in that pasuk.
Can you say it again?
Yeah. V'yishav Yitzchak et Yaakov, v'yav paden Aram, Elavon ben Suha Arami, Achi Rivka, Eim Yaakov Esav.
Eim Yaakov
Esav. That was the whole parsha here. And what's going on here? We had the whole parsha with Yaakov and Esav and everything, and they sent Yaakov away, Elavon Suha Arami, Achi Rivka, Eim Yaakov Esav. Greg Rashi, Eim Yaakov Esav, that Rashi, unbelievable pshat. Eim Yodei Amava Magnu. I don't know what this pasuk is teaching us, like he says. You won't find this any place in Rashi. Rashi tells us pshat. Here Rashi says, Rashi writes, I don't know why it says, why does Rashi write that? Keep quiet. You know, if you don't know about it, just keep quiet. Why did Rashi write that?
This is one of the most special comments ever.
Yes, it's one of the most special comments ever. You don't have to know the answers to everything. Rashi's telling us it's all right not to know. It's all right not to know the answer. Lots of times in Shir, I ask a question. Rebbe, what's the answer? What's the answer? That's not important. The question's important. The answer, maybe you know it, maybe you don't know it. If you don't know the answer, nothing to be ashamed about. Saying, I don't know. Rashi came to teach us that. I don't know the answer. I can't get over this Rashi. Nothing wrong to say, I don't know. Yeah?
Did you ever say that there's no answer?
What?
Is there anything that there's no answer for that?
What's funny about this is, then you get all these people who wrote Pirushim and Chumash and say, Rashi know, but I know. I hate that. And then it's like giving pshat. If Rashi didn't know, you know, you talk about guys in the last 50 years. Right. Rashi didn't know, but I know.
Did any Rishonim
write
about
that? What?
Did any Rishonim write about that?
I don't think so. But Achronim did. I think Rashi didn't know. Okay, anyway. Okay, the people, you know, it's always terrible that the people I want to talk to are not here.
Maybe I'll put it on my building chat.
Maybe one of them is here. But the one who is here, I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to others. But just, I'm not taking pshatim. Zidlin pshatim. You know, Yaakov and Esav, and Yaakov buying the b'chor from Esav, and it sounds like a mekach tayis, you know, he gave a pot of adashim for something that's worth millions of dollars. You know, and people come over to me in Shiva here and ask me all the time this question. You know, they sold something so great for so little. And just this week, someone asked it to me. And just this week, he did that. And just this week, he did that. And that's what I want to talk about for 1 second. So the guys are not in the Shiva except for one, but I'm not talking to that one. But this week was a terrible week here in Yeshiva. Science midterms. Rebbe, I'm giving a 3 days learning to get a good mark on my science midterm. You're giving up the greatest of the great, the Bechora, for Nezid Adashim. That's what you're doing. You're coming to ask me a question about Yaakov and Esav, and you're doing it yourself. Right? I mean, think about it. That's what you're doing. How could you do that? Asa's wrong and I'm right. You know, like, so you can come up with all kind of rationalizations. But I like Pashut Pshat. You're selling 3 days of learning for a Nezida Dasha. Oh, but I have to get an A. I can't get a B. That's a bullet point. Okay? And you're giving that up. And the only shot is that to Esav, it wasn't the Mech HaKtayis. Why was it the Mech HaKtayis? Because that's all it was worth to him. Because that's all it was worth. So it wasn't Mech HaKtayis. That's all Bechor was worth to him. He's so interested in the Gashiness. Ruchnius wasn't worth anything to him. When giving up 3 days of learning for the A instead of the B, you're showing how much the 3 days of learning is worth to you. You're doing the same thing Esav did. Okay. If you see your friends, tell them about this. Okay? Okay.
Rabbi, is that what it said in the last couple words of the passage? Like, and Esav belittled the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Like, you like reiterated?
Yes.
That?
Yes, that's very good shot. Right? You got to add that. The Yivas, Esav, is a horror. Yeah. It was the Yivas at learning. Okay. Now, there's so much to say about this. Let me talk about the last pasuk. I wasn't saying this, but last night I went to the sheriff office. I went to the sheriff office, and then I thought of this, and I said to myself, oh, let me say this to you tomorrow. The last pasuk, the Yar Esav ki rost nos knan ve'en yisabir. And Esav saw that both knans rost. Yev Esav al Yishmol, and Esav went to Yishmol, Yikach es Machras, Bas Yishmol, Ben Avram, Achos Nebos, and Masha Rol Isha. And Yishmol got married to Machras, Bas Yishmol, Ben Avram, Achos Nebos, and Masha Rol Isha. Now, he went and he married a girl, Machras. If you look later on Rashi, Rashi proves her name wasn't Machlas. What was her name? Well, if I remember where that Rashi is it
in the next week's
parsha? Next week's the two parshas. Next week. And Rashi there says, Pasuk Gimel, Basmas, Rashi says, Bat Yisrael, Lahavim Karla Machlas, Matzini Mech Agad's Medrash, Tech Shmuel, Gimel Mochem Abamsein, Gersh Niskayer, Ba'ol Lugdula, Banosa Isha. And you get married, Akash Baruch Hu is Mochel you on your Avonos. That's why I call it Machlas, because Akash Baruch Hu is Mochel Esav. The Medrash brings something else. The Medrash brings an unbelievable thing. The Medrash says she was called Machlas because Esav decided to do tshuva. Esav, I want the tshuva. And I want the tshuva, I'm going to marry a good wife. To do tshuva, you have to have a good wife. So I said, I'm going to marry a good wife. And Hashem said, I'm going to be mocho. You do tshuva. I want to be mocho you and all your bones. Hashem decided to be mocho Esav on everything that Esav did. Esav did a lot of bad. Esav did a lot of bad. And he was getting married to this girl, and they called her Machlas because Hashem was going to be mocho them on everything. And suddenly Hashem decided not to be mocho them. Why did Hashem decide not to be mocho them? What? Hashem decided to be mocho him. But then the pasuk says, Al nasha lo isha. He didn't divorce his first wives. He wanted to be about tshuva. He wanted to be from. But I still want my Gadisha wives. You know, I still want Gadisha wives. There's a big lesson to be learned from that. How to do tshuva. How to change a little bit. The first thing that pasuk says us here, it can't be Al nasha. You want to change. If you want to, I hate the word, become stark. I hate that word, stark. You gotta forget about the things that you love. You gotta start new. You can't have the two girls that you love beforehand. You gotta start new with machlas. Esav didn't want to do it. He wanted to chew on things, as they always say, bring your computer to my office. Now add it to the bunch of computers that have my office. You can't keep your internet and do tshuva. It's not, that's al nashav. You can't, if you wanted to tshuva for many different things, any kind of avera, you got to change your life. You got to change what you were doing. You can't keep what you were doing and do tshuva. And, oh, I'm from now.
Yeah, when can we even say that Esav did tshuva he didn't have as he was okay?
But the pasuk is telling us you could learn that shot. Mm-hmm. The pasuk is telling us machas but almas.
Uh-huh.
I like learning pasuk shot. You can't have your mm-hmm. almasha and be machas. You can't do that. You can't mm-hmm. Now you can call that the Esav didn't do the things. It doesn't make sense in the Medrash. The Medrash says Hashem decided to be mocha.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems he did have as he was a chayt. But you're right. How could he have a Zivah Zachet if he kept his two wives? It could be, but you can't have a Zivah Zachet and keep your own life. You can't do that. You must, you got to start all over. You want to be true, you want to be good. Can't have your old things. I'll never forget when I was in Hafter. When I was in Hafter, guys were going to Eretz Yisrael. I said, oh good, you'll be shocked. So he said, oh, it's going to be great in Israel. I said, what are you taking with you in Israel? I thought he's going to tell me I'm taking the Gemara, I'm taking the Kovitz. So in those days, I'm taking a portable DVD player. A portable DVD player? Yes. I'm having my mother send me this of my shows. I can't miss my shows. So you go and get show with your shows. You know, it's not going to work. That's Al Nasha. You got to stop what you're doing and start it. You came with Al Nasha. Have a good Shabbos. And enjoy yourself. Remember, something very, very, very important. It's 3 days. And you know what it means, 3 days without learning? Yeah, it's very bad, 3 days without learning. You have 3 days now, you have to learn. You got to learn. You have so much to chaser. We're still doing the Darshan, Skabin, and Masasik, and Moksit, and Gufa. Learn over Shabbos. There's a lot to learn. There's no Shir on Sunday. I always say, there is Shir on Sunday. There's Yeshiva on Sunday. I didn't want to get up there and say, there's no Yeshiva on Sunday. And then it sounds like, hey, don't learn. I don't want to say
that. Right, you're
learning
on Shabbos. What?
Excuse me? I was
leaning on Shabbos. Don't get too late.
That's if you're happy with that.
There won't be a single day. Tomorrow's leaning.
Right,
brother,
that's your choice.
Whatever,
they
make
your
list.
Thank you for coming.
Where's the
metric? Every child's
left.
Beginning.